It's a red December for large chunks of the Upper North Island. Auckland, Northland, Taupo, Rotorua, Kawerau, Whakatane, Opotiki, Gisborne, Wairoa, Rangitike, Whanganui and Ruapehu all enter the new traffic light system at the red light. The rest of the country begin at the orange, meaning large events can go ahead and no limits for venues using the vaccine pass. But for those in the red zone, there are much stricter restrictions, including 100-person limits in bars and restaurants. Torben Landall from the 2 Mile Sailing Club in Taupo joins us now. So, Torben, red, what do you think of that?
Look, I think it was to be expected based on our DHB's vax rates, but still pretty upsetting to, in a sense, go backwards for the Taupo hospitality sector coming into our absolute busiest time.
Yeah, so how will it affect your business?
Look, obviously it gets reviewed on the 13th again, and we all have our fingers crossed that we go to orange because we need to have as many people coming into our venues as possible, and we're going to have the demand there to do it. So, look, we really, really hope that the government can see the pain that we're all going through and will take this into consideration and move us to orange as quick as possible.
Do you reckon that's a realistic wish, though? At 77%, I'm looking at double-dosed in the Lakes District, pretty low. So you would have to really ramp up your numbers in order to get somewhere that gets you into orange.
Look, yeah, I mean, it's still one of the highest vax rates in the world. So I think that, you know, that has to be taken into consideration hugely as well.
Do you reckon they should move you regardless? If you're still under 80%, you'd be comfortable?
100%. Look, we will have processes in place under this traffic light system to manage the vax passports. Everyone that will be in these venues will have to have a vax passport, so we don't understand why we can't go to orange immediately.
So what events do you have planned over the Christmas, New Year, summer period that potentially will be affected by the numbers limit in red?
Look, every Friday, Saturday, we have live music. We've got a large venue on the edge of Lake Taupo, a very unique venue with a large capacity, well over 100 people. We have a signature New Year's Eve event that is sold out already, and just an absolute significant problem towards our revenue if we start red going through till the 15th of January.
Torben, how many people are you expecting for the New Year's?
Look, we've got a large event, so we're looking well over 300 people.
Right, so if you don't go to orange, you're going to have to pull the pin.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to work out how we let 100 people come to that function.
And what does that mean for the money you've spent preparing? How much would you lose from that?
Oh, look, there's sunk costs. We've booked acts. We've put a lot of time and effort and energy into marketing the event to have a sellout. Look, we're just not going to be able to recoup those costs unless the event goes ahead.
So how important are these summer months for you?
The absolute most important period coming up, the 15th of December to the 15th of January, it doesn't get any bigger for Taupo. So absolutely the biggest revenue generation that the region, you know, the area experiences.
You've got, as you say, a really unique venue, right? So, I mean, what percentage of your custom would be people sitting outside?
Summer months, 75-80% of people will be sitting outside. We've got a large site. I'm looking at the picnic tables now. There's well over 1 metre spacing between our picnic tables, open air, wind blowing, and perfect tropical vibes.
So red really hurts then?
Extremely.
Really appreciate time. Best of luck for the review there. That's Torben Landall, who's from the 2 Mile Sailing Club in Taupo. A number of, well, events in jeopardy there if they don't get out of the red.